Rocks in the Outfield, episode 77, even though the paper says 76.
Who fucked that
And up? We're going to put that on the fuck up counter. Bing! Number one for Pete.
Reggie Willett's episode.
You know what, dude? We need to expand this team. I think we need to bring in some competition to drive Peter. He's too busy watching Spider-Man commercials.
Bro, imagine we bring in someone else to sit right there, and then Pete's like, remember that Devin Booker video? He's like, y'all really double teaming me in one-on-one? Like,
yeah.
You know, that's gonna be Pete. He's like, y'all whack, you fucking double teaming, and
Pete, how's my hair
and runs a five.
Looks great, boss.
Good, great, awesome. I wanted to wear a hat. You haven't gotten a haircut either.
Why do you think I'm wearing a hat?
I don't know. But this episode brought to you by Rico's in Fullerton, 405 West Commonwealth, downtown Fullerton, right by a certain bar
that you like to go to.
Got your ass. I got your ass.
I got you first.
405 West Commonwealth, Rico's in Fullerton. Go there. I'm going to go there right after this, get a little buzz fade for Thanksgiving, and hopefully the Syndergaard, like the press conference. I got to look freshly faded up.
Buzz fade?
For the Syndergaard. Yeah, box fade.
You said buzz
fade. I meant box fade. I'm going to get a box fade.
Your hair. I'll give you $100.
A little scissors up top.
I'll give you $100.
No. I'll look like a...
Edgar?
Like a cancer patient.
Hey, dude.
I will,
you
dude.
You can't say that.
They don't have fades.
Yeah, I'll look bald.
No, you won't look bald.
That's what you just said.
Your alopecia looks good now.
I don't have any more. I literally just got back from the doctor, and the last time I saw him was when I got alopecia treatment. We're here. We're live. We're going. Rico's, though. Go there. Get a haircut. Number one spot. Do not take my time slot. But I am going. I'm going this week. So don't go this week. Go next week. Get a haircut. Look fresh for the Syndergaard press conference. And the... Thanksgiving. I guess if you celebrate that.
Yo, I need everyone to send me the pictures of their Friendsgiving outfits also. Mm. If you have a Friendsgiving...
Wait, what?
Take a picture. Wait. Tag me. And then we're going to have a Thanksgiving outfit off.
Bro, are you getting mad dressed up for this?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm getting a haircut on Saturday.
You doing Steve Harvey?
No, I'll be like... I'll be like little drip. No, maybe like medium drip. Like the wedding was big drip. So I'll be like
medium. That was your wedding.
Medium drip.
All right. A lot of, last episode, I'm always worried about off season because I'm like, I don't know what like we're going to talk about. Like, because it's always like, all right, we want this guy. All right, me too. Like, we want him. Me too. And there is, like you said this earlier, like, there's a ton of Angels. Like, Angels Twitter is like rampant right now. It's like fucking. It's like so active. Everyone has opinions. Everyone has wants. Everyone has needs.
Everyone thinks
it's a little too much.
Like everyone thinks they would know more than each other too. That drives me nuts.
Everybody, we're having scoop wars right now. Who has the scoop? Who knows what? Who knows this? Who knows?
You're a fucking idiot. You're gonna offer him 3 years. He only should get two.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. You got it.
21 million. Da, 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 da. Like, we should only do this. Like,
why don't you be an executive?
So I guess that's how we'll kick off the show. Is we got a pitcher. So you guys could shut the fuck up.
Very true.
About the Angels getting help. We got a pitcher. Noah Syndergaard turned down his qualifying offer, which we went through last week. So if you guys don't know, Google qualifying offer.
Because we still don't know.
We still don't know what it is. I still don't know. I actually don't know what happened. So we signed Syndergaard, and since he had a qualifying offer, we lose a draft pick, right? But I think all of us here are like, we don't care about this draft pick. Like, fuck them kids, right? If we sign another guy that has a qualifying offer, like Stroman... Which draft pick do we lose next?
Stroman got the qualifying offer as well from the Mets?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got the qualifying offer.
Hi, Pete.
I mean, he declined it.
Yeah, sorry.
Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
He got the... So, damn, I didn't realize you can do multiple qualifying offers on one team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And the Dodgers had multiple...
Can you do... like NFL, you can do multiple franchises?
Houston had multiple... I don't know. Question. I don't think so.
I think you only get one, right?
Yeah, I think
that's why. Okay, that's why that's where I got confused.
Well, there's a salary cap in football too, so that probably like fucks shit up. Anyway, you probably only have enough money to franchise tag one person. So we got him, and we lose a pick. I don't think anybody.
I don't care
in this room. Like nobody gives a fuck. Like we lose a pick. We lose a pick. Whatever. I am curious though if you know
what
like
we're gonna do with that
pick. What do we do if we sign another guy with the qualifying? Do we lose another second round pick or do we lose like a first or do we like what happens?
We lose another pick in the second round. I think it's like
we only have one pick in the second round.
No.
We have two?
Yeah, depending on depending on how we did pretty bad in the season. Depending on how bad we did in the season, the more picks you get in a certain round.
Is there ever, like, I'm not super fluent in baseball language, but, like, in football, there are circumstances where you sign a guy and then it's, like, the team that gives the guy up receives, like, a sixth-round pick, but then if the guy meets, like, certain expectations.
Yeah, compensation
or whatever. Like, it moves up to, like, the fifth round or the fourth round or something. Does that ever happen in baseball?
I don't think so.
No.
Like, if fucking Syndergaard comes out and wins a Cy Young next year, he doesn't become, like, a first-round pick that you give up, right?
No. Okay.
And, like, the thing there, like, was that compensation picks or whatever?
Compensatory? Yeah.
There's no trading in baseball drafts. So, I think that's kind of, like, that fucks it up.
You can't trade picks?
You can't trade picks.
Oh, shit. I didn't know
that. Right? That's true, right?
No, you can't trade picks.
You
no.
can't trade picks. No. So, yeah, that's kind of
weird. You have to draft the guy, and then that's when you can trade him.
You trade the actual guy?
Yep.
That's so, actually, like, pretty fucked up.
Like, yeah, the NBA?
We're going to get you, but...
NBA, you can trade picks.
I don't watch NBA.
Who the fuck can trade picks? Nobody? Just
NFL? No, I don't think you trade picks. I think you just trade guys.
NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah, Luka Trey got traded. Yeah, so, I mean, Syndergaard's, like, the big... It's going to be the main chunk of this show is just talking about Cuz. And, like, I don't know. Like... A lot of people have opinions on it. A lot of people were experts right now, this time of year. Everyone's saying this, that, and the other thing. The best way I put it in simple guy terms, is you got a girl. She's been in a relationship 5 years. She breaks up. She's hurt, injured. And if you want to take a shot at that, I don't think you're going to fly taking her to Golden Corral. Like, you got to if you even want a shot, you got to take him to Javier's, which I went to, and it's very expensive. Don't want to go there ever again. Very mediocre Mexican food.
But if I think you got after a person, it's like
really
most places that are named after people. It's like, bro,
I think you're actually onto something.
I'm good.
Let me try to think of somewhere.
No, go ahead. Like finish your sentiment, and then like I just thought of that. Like,
yeah, no, you're right. Dave and Buster's
mid.
Yeah, like I said, you got to just. So I think. The thing that I like, though, is multiple people were in at 21.
Right? Some people
I think were in at 25.
No, there's a couple teams here for, like, 25.
Who was in at 25? Yeah. Yankees?
Yeah, the Yankees. They had the Red Sox, the one that... It was funny because they said the Red Sox were in at, like, 25, 22.
Was that after Jared was talking shit?
Yeah, that was after Jared was talking shit.
I wouldn't have paid him, being like, well, you would have because the Red Sox...
Cham would have paid him because he always says, like, yeah.
His name is... Heim?
No, I think his name's Cham Bloom.
It's C-H-A-I-M. So I don't know, however the fuck you spell that.
Heim.
Cham.
Okay, we're not going to call him Cham.
Chaim.
It's like you calling, it's like our GM.
It's like me saying Shishik.
It's our GM, Pere.
No, this doesn't go
That's
like
exactly
that.
Kind of what
you're doing. Arte Moreno.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
So yeah, I mean, the thing that I did like, I think the other teams offered 21, 25, and then they didn't get them. And if that's like when you hit on a girl and she doesn't want you, you're like, yo, fuck
wow.
her. Fuck her anyways. Breaking news?
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Okay, break the news.
I know you're the breaking news guy, dude.
I don't like that look.
Iglesias rejects a qualifying offer.
I mean, we knew that, though.
Yeah, that doesn't mean we're not going to give him 3 years something. Yeah.
Should I tweet my video?
No, shut the fuck up, Pete. You're all respect.
Wait until he signs somewhere else, and then I'll give you permission to tweet. All right, so, I mean, the Syndergaard stuff, breaking news, Rysel just declined his qualifying offer, which isn't like the Angels have had 10 days to negotiate with him. Hopefully those negotiations are going in the right way.
Yeah, this is funny just seeing people – fucking lose their mind.
Pete.
No, but just like, oh my God, like it's fucking.
Is that what's going on right now?
People are just like, yeah, fuck. Oh my God, yeah, he's gone. Like, all right, dude, fuck, relax. Well, what do we just give him 3 years?
45
900 million.
Like,
yeah.
Fuck it, sign me up. Like I said, hey, bye, money.
By the way, Twitter people, is Cobb coming back?
No.
He's not coming back?
Nah.
Why would they not bring him back?
I think the Phillies are like in on him. Or something like that. That's what I read. Phillies.
I don't know why we wouldn't bring him back. He's one of the guys that him and Rysel were the ones that got
to
bring him back.
He then again he missed like half of the season due to like injury.
Not half. He missed like fucking.
He missed like 20%. Five starts in like the crucial part of the season.
Yeah, but his finger was falling off.
I mean,
exactly.
Come on,
you want a guy like you want his finger to fall off again?
Hey, dude. The guy that we just gave $21 million to, his elbow fell.
His arm fell. Like,
come on.
You guys sound like the Twitter people.
You're complaining about Cobb's finger.
I honestly can't even imagine complaining about us. Like we're paying him a lot. Like 21 is not a lot, but like it's a lot.
But it's a lot money. Because we don't got 21.
I broke it down. That's like something like 8,000 beers a game, and that'll pay 21 million.
Yeah, but it's like
so 4,000 people buy two beers every game. That'll pay his salary.
If you go to H&M, you can find sweats for $25. But it's like, but it's H&M, and then you're gonna pay $50 for Nike ones, but like it's Nike.
Yes, a lot of people were saying that too. We're saying that like you're not gonna get good pitching for 10 minutes. Like you know, we've tried that before. I think with like
yeah, you're gonna end up with like a Cahill, a Harvey, a Lincecum, and all those guys for like $10 million.
I want the Lincecum in there.
Like, hey, Lincecum was like we signed it for like $7 million.
Tim Lincecum has an M in his name now.
Lincecum,
whatever.
You're just having a tough time with Lincecum.
Fuck you guys.
Nah, I feel you though.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. I can't believe also Friendsgiving is coming up. Like, I don't want it. That's like.
Why? You don't have to do anything.
Like, the year's almost over then.
You don't have to do anything.
I'm not saying I don't want to go. I'm saying it's like, I can't believe it's coming. I don't want the year to be over.
I actually really like Thanksgiving because.
You have a family?
It's like.
Show off.
It's like a fucking tight 3-day span. It's like. Everyone's off Thursday and Friday. And then it's like football. And then like Friday, fuck around.
Black Friday.
And then you get.
Let's just gloss over Black Friday.
Then you got like Spider Monday. I've never been a big Black Friday guy.
Why?
When it used to be fucking waiting in lines, dude, I'll jump off a cliff instead.
I feel like Black Friday is actually starting like today. Like they started Black so Friday early.
Started
now.
Like last like, week. Yeah.
Yeah. It starts like mad early now. I'm a big Black Friday guy. I remember like we used to go wait outside of like Target just to get like an Xbox or something to save like $20 or something.
See, I saved,
that's fire.
I saved $800 on a PS5, so I'm good on Black Friday.
Yeah, raffle. Black raffles, those are fun.
Raffle Fridays.
All right, the next thing. I mean, Syndergaard's big. I want to hear what everyone thinks. I actually don't want to hear, but people are going to tell you. People are going to tell you what they think about it.
Dude.
He's one of the guys that I think, like, he scares the shit out of me because his Twitter game is, like, is something.
Yeah, he'll check some of these fucking losers that just talk out of their eyes.
I mean, I hope if we get to talk to him, I hope we make an alliance. Be like, hey, we're on your side. Like, don't fucking cook us. And I think he has like a thing where like he like took some guy's wife or some shit.
Oh,
he has like a shtick going on.
Yeah, I know the guy's Twitter.
Oh, account. I know
it's Richard Staff.
I don't know who that is, but like
no, it's like a little.
He took his wife.
No,
I can't tell if they're playing or not.
It's an inside joke. Inside joke.
So he did take his wife.
He didn't take his wife.
Could he?
It's just he. Yeah, he could have. I mean, Mama Ruffin.
I mean, she got her Christmas.
She's on the list. She's on the list.
She on my
he's
list.
He's on.
Pause.
He's on. He was on her Christmas list.
Yeah,
and she got what she wanted.
Yeah, she got basically. Next.
Yeah, I mean, so you know, speaking of Twitter, real quick, Stroman's been on a fucking sick one too.
He's so fun to follow.
He's a dog. He scares the shit out of me though, because he like someone tweeted he tweeted a devil, and then someone's like, "This means angels," because it's the opposite of a devil, and then. He's like,
he's giving me mixed feelings.
Why the fuck you guys always take shit? And I'm like, great, this guy's fucked up.
He said where he was going to sign.
Where?
The kid's trampoline.
The wiffle ball league.
No.
Yeah,
he's going to get paid in vegetables or something like that.
He's going to get paid in fruit snacks.
Yeah, there you go.
Fruit snacks. Yeah, that feels tight.
Are we live, Pete?
Yeah, we're live.
I mean, like, just recording here, right?
Yeah.
So not live.
What do you mean live?
You know what live is?
Yeah, I know. Like we're not like streaming or anything. Okay, we're recording.
Because someone just texted me if you're okay. And, oh, no. The second text just came through.
Rysel.
It said, is Pete okay? And then the second text came through. It said, Rysel will reject. So, my fault on that one.
Rysel will reject for an extension.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of... fuck, why did I do that? It's kind of scary. Not scary, but like I obviously want to keep him.
Good thing is, if he does sign with another team, we get the second pick back.
I don't want that fucking pick.
Yeah, I know.
I don't fucking want that pick.
We know that, but I'm just saying, right? Like
fucking BV. I don't want it.
All right, you don't want it.
Yeah, so Stroman's been on a sick one. That's fucking. What's
this? This guy's just like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I can't.
Pete, you got to get off Twitter.
Pete's tweet had a. He said, my owner. That was pretty funny.
He has an owner? Oh, the Artie thing?
He put a picture of him and Artie, and he put my owner.
A lot of people could spin that a lot of different ways, but Pete, you got to get off Twitter. Dude, I literally like...
No, you can stay on Twitter. Just pick the right people to reply to.
No, like, I'm thinking like there's got to be a way where... Like, you know when... I know you're not religious and shit. You're a 666 boy, but like for Lent, people give up something for 40 days. Like, I need Pete to give up Twitter for 40 days.
Yeah, I'm giving up doing people favors for 40 days. Maybe even do 50 days. So how religious I am.
I don't know when the last time you gave
a that guy actually called someone else a nerd, and I just thought of like if that's like me calling someone short,
Spider-Man.
Like it's the weirdest Spider-Man thing. Like if I think someone's short, then you're really short. That guy thinks someone's a nerd. Like that guy's got to be like a fucking nerd
or zero self-awareness because, bro, it's crazy. Like, so I've been in situations where I'm like, oh my god, like. This person's unbearable. Like, I have to deal with this person. And, like, I'm sure there have been people that feel that way about me. I'm self-aware. Like, I get that.
Me.
I get that I'm not for everyone. But it's like, how are people that just act a certain way?
Just like that all the
time. How do they just think, like, oh, yeah, no, I'm tight.
Like, this is pleasant.
Like, oh, yeah, no, I'm super dope. Like, this is pleasant. I'm super fucking cool.
Yeah, I'm also, like, I also agree that, like, I'm in, you know, we're dealing with, like, the angels. And we're kind of going in, like, a realm of like where we might like the Syndergaard thing, like we might be able to go to that press conference, maybe, I don't know, like as like people, you know, like not as fucking like as we might get not to go
burner accounts.
And I'm still trying to like figure out how to navigate, you know, because there's really no difference. And this brings up a tweet from like Lindsay Adler saying like, why do burners want to break news? And it's like, I mean, we've talked about this a million times, but she's like, it's not for money, why are you doing it? It's like, it's currency.
Bro,
that's how you start. That's how you get a job.
I never thought I would fucking never thought I would say this in my life. Like, I almost kind of agreed with that. Almost, dude.
No, because then how do guys like, you know, My Sports Update? How does that start? No. And now he's growing into something.
Something.
Yeah, okay. but like, don't get me wrong. There's a million burners, and maybe like three are gonna come out and actually do something and break news and be that, you know, get scoops and whatever. Also breaking news, two more teams added to the Verlander Derby. So
Dodgers
bestie back in play. Yeah. Like we're in that stage of like, we might get to go with the media row. And I do wonder like how much can they like I know I'm a lot too, right? If I'm on, like I get it, but I'm aware. Like I know like, hey, I'm not going to go in and throw tables and do this shit. Like I'm going to try to do my thing while keeping everyone else comfortable. And I think that's one of the things I've been thinking about too, is like when we go to Media Row or when we go with the Angels and we're with all the other writers and whatever, like how much, like how long until they're annoyed? And I'm saying like day one of being like, this guy has to get an actual story for like a newspaper. And I'm asking Noah Syndergaard like, hey, so you came here, like you came here for In-N-Out basically. It's like what I'm going
to
ask.
Well, yeah, but you're also, you have to realize that you're not doing it for those people. Like we don't do shit for
no but it's the topic was being self-aware, like being self-aware of how annoying absolutely you are.
And I get that, like
not you,
there's well, people, you too, but there's people that try to present themselves in a certain way for a certain demographic, a certain group of people, and they don't care about what anyone outside of that demographic is. So like for us, yeah, we're gonna probably annoy writers. Like if Fabian Ardaia had a conversation with us, he'd be like, yuck. So
that's what I think too. I really do. And it might be wrong,
but like, but we don't like, do shit for him. So that's where it's kind of like, sure. Like the self-awareness has to match like the fuck you-ness.
Talking Baseball been getting on my nerves too.
Who?
Talking Baseball.
They're fucking, they need us.
I don't know who runs that account.
Bro, they need us for clicks because the Yankees fucking suck.
Show yourself, coward. That's all I have to say.
I don't like to
show yourself. They need us pay attention. Clicks. I can tell you're not paying attention.
I'm paying attention.
No, he's on his
phone. You're on Twitter.
You can see him on his phone.
Replying to a fucking baked good. Yeah. Stop. I
want to see the Iglesias news.
Stop. We got it. He declined.
Why are you tweeting about it?
Because if you want to see the news, here's the news.
This guy's a menace.
He declined the offer. That's the news.
Yeah, but what if he signs a multi-year deal?
That will be another part of news that you can react to that hasn't come out yet. Right, so until that comes out, ask your boy.
My boy? Who's my boy?
The Ninja Turtle.
Stop. Stop. Can't ask him.
In the sewers.
Stop.
Ryan.
Stop.
Pete going 1 minute without tweeting.
Literally. That's him, the vain guy. What are you going to do about it? Eyebrows? Pete's like definitely not working the cameras. It's just going to be one angle the whole time.
It is, actually. I'm not even kidding.
Well, work the cameras, brother.
It's going to be the fucking
literally like, the like whole time. That's why he's here. Like, and that, like, I keep telling him, and I'm like, hey, do I got to bring someone else? Do I got to bring someone else? Do I got to bring someone else? He's like, nah, I got it. Nah, I got it. And then it's like, Rocks in the Outfield had 4 tweets today. Oh, what about P. Soto? Maybe he was busy. P. Soto, 50,000 tweets.
What the fuck? What's wrong with that?
What do I got to do, bro? We got a gift for you, but we can't give it to you till you act right.
I don't know.
Yeah, what?
I don't
know. Words didn't even come
out. Do you know he's not paying attention because he hasn't spoken?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah. You guys talk, and I give you guys...
Pete, for sure. Since when have you not talked?
We've been talking about Syndergaard for 45 minutes.
Yeah, and that's your guys' bit right there.
Okay, so
you always move talk, the conversation
on. When you guys ask you...
All right, you know what? That's it. I'm officially opening up. Apply. We're going to put pressure on Pete now. Good. Fuck him.
Good.
You see, flagrant two, like Alex Mendez hasn't been doing his job.
You're done, bro.
If you guys want to talk about like...
Pete, you're going to be off for a month, dude.
You guys should talk about the Mets thing.
What Mets thing?
The Mets, the internship.
Yeah, you're going to apply for it.
No.
Let's talk about my amigo.
So what happened there? The Mets...
Let's talk about my amigo, dude.
Which one?
My amigo, poor C-Rod. Get it out of the way.
Amigos?
My amigo C-Rod is not going to fucking...
Homie?
He's not going to...
Fear one?
Pitch.
Yeah, what was up with that? That was bad timing on the announcement, huh?
Yeah, literally bad timing.
Who?
It was like the day...
Like who decided to be like, hey, let's just do it in October?
November. Probably the medical guy who got fired.
The you new think one last like, fuck you all. What's like the biggest fuck you did on the way out of a job?
On the way out?
Like, on the way out, he's like, hey, we can hold off the surgery knowing he's going to get fired. And then he gets fired. He's like, you probably should have had the surgery.
No, he probably did like, what's that one movie, Half Baked? Like, fuck you. Huh. You're cool.
You need surgery.
You need surgery, yeah.
That would be actually kind of funny.
Dude, the guy that farts on the intercom at Walmart, and he picks the thing and he just fucking hangs it up and just walks out. That's what the equipment,
The medical, because we did hire a medical, like Perry's just been making one. Oh, wait, before I forget this Syndergaard shit, Perry's a fucking G. Did you read the full court press about him flying to New York last minute and fucking
showing him like the analytics, and
taking
all that
a
stuff?
Red eye and giving him a presentation? That's some fucking G. That's some 50 Shades of Grey, Christian Grey shit.
Yeah.
Where you fly from Seattle to New York.
Just to fuck.
So you're like, yo, I want, this is what I want from you. Duh. This is what I see from you. I flew out here to tell you this. And it's like, boom, boom, boom. And it's like, no shit. No,
I think that's surprising.
No shit he signed with us after that
move. Syndergaard said, let me tie you up.
And he took a pay cut.
Not a pay cut. He just left money on the table.
He took, leaving $4 million? I mean, for the Angels?
I think that's not make or break money for him. But I think it does say something
It actually is, because in his 6 years... of being a Major League Baseball player, he's only made $19.8 million.
Only.
Only $19.8 million.
Whoa, poor. You know
for
what?
60,
actually, he's getting. Hey, we got to GoFundMe in the link. No Syndergaard poverty. Fought, like, bro, he'll be okay.
He's making $21 million this year, though.
He's on his prove it deal
in 1 year.
Dude, that guy's a walking marketing machine. He's gotten so much money elsewhere.
Bro, he's his Thor thing. Like, I actually saw he actually dressed up as Thor.
Yeah, that guy's fucking...
Yeah, you see his farewell video?
His what?
His farewell.
Yeah, I did see that. I feel like Mets... I saw a Mets fan. I have a couple of homies that are Mets fans, and a couple of them are like, thanks, or like, enjoy Syndergaard or whatever, and I just keep saying, like, DeGrom's next. But then some of them are like, yo, fuck Syndergaard, you piece of shit, that whatever, but... I mean,
they just didn't like because he was active on Twitter and like he would fucking snipe people.
Like, they don't even have a GM. They just got a GM like today.
No, people made jokes that like we traded Billy Epler to the Mets and we got
sent him back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, they didn't have a GM till today. So I can't imagine he was doing a ton of negotiating with the Mets. Like, who was he negotiating with?
Sandy Alderson.
Steve Cohen?
Probably. Steve Cohen and Artie.
Oh, shit. We got to talk about this Steve Cohen Artie beef.
Yeah.
Why are they beefing?
I guess, was it 2 years ago that the Mets were selling the team? And I think, I don't think I know. Artie voted no, or against.
He said no for Steve Cohen.
Yeah, no for Steve Cohen. It was like him and like four other owners.
Was there a bigger fall from grace last year?
Trevor Story declined Rockies offer. Cohen?
Like, Steve Cohen started the season so hot as one of the coolest owners ever, interacting with fans.
Yeah, tweeting, yeah.
Like, yo, we're going to do this and this. I'm going to spend money, blah, blah, blah.
He literally was just like black
halfway through the season.
Now it's, what's that one saying? Metsy Mets or something like that? Mets going to Mets or something like that?
I don't like making fun of other franchises like that, but.
They just fucking turned on him. They're just like, yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad.
But that's the problem with going transparent. That's the problem with, like, if you're going to be out there for the good times, you got to be there for the bad times. And he hasn't said a fucking word since. I mean, I don't even follow him.
Yeah, I think the last thing that he said was like, don't worry, Mets fans. The bats will wake up. And
like, yeah, remember that? He's like, the bats need to wake up for people to be this bad or some shit. And it's like, you can't say that. And then you just disappear like, fuck, dude.
That's almost what's been commendable about Artie for how much slander he's received. He's never even given it. Like, we know he sees it. and he's never even given it a response. Never like, and
bro, he doesn't even have an iPhone. You know that he probably has a Razor,
but you know that drives people nuts. Like, oh, fucking Artie, we need him to say something. And like, that's even more of a
I kind of like the personal grudges that he, alleged personal grudges that he has. It's like, hey, he has beef with this guy. So he's like, I'm going to go pluck your fucking pitcher.
Just offer him
that's fucking lit.
That's a dog right there.
I'll fucking ride for Artie. If it's me, Artie, Steve Cohen, and Elevator, combined net worth of like, I don't know, 20 billion, and I contributed like 0.00001 to that, I got your back, Artie. We'll go toe-to-toe with this bald fuck.
I like Artie.
You've never had I've a dog like that. Artie in the
He's
office.
Actually my boss, so or he owns like the company that I work for. Like he's a part owner of it.
He owns you.
I don't know that.
So he kind of I'm basically a Met.
Oh, Steve Cohen. I thought you meant Artie.
Yeah, you made that sound like it was
Artie. Yeah, you made it sound like yeah.
My bad, Matt. Steve Cohen has interest in the company or some shit. He's like kind of in a roundabout way. You could say he's my boss, but he's not.
So then, if there's like fight to the death, like what side are you taking?
Artie, I'll turn my back on the company so fast.
Hey, you guys hear this?
Steve Cohen, you're cooked. Hey, don't you catch
guys,
me. Don't.
Hey, you guys hear this?
Don't. If they really have beef, like.
They have fine. Beef.
They hey, are. Steve then, Cohen. Yeah, then, they I'm, have then I'm
Steve team Cohen, Martin. You're going to have to find a new person to. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep. Yeah, that's what I thought. I tried to sneak this in earlier. Trevor Story declined qualifying offer.
We knew that was coming.
Yeah, we knew that.
Story's gone.
I want to talk about Verlander a little bit. Ah, fuck.
Best friend?
White Sox and Braves reportedly interested.
And who?
White Sox, Braves, Yankees.
On Verlander?
Yeah, and someone else.
Bro, how?
But I hate this like Florida shit. Like, bro, why you want to go to Florida?
How do the White Sox have money to do anything?
The White Sox.
They don't spend.
Dude, they got fucking Kimbrel and Hendricks and the other fucking nerd.
It's because like
Lance Lynn.
It's because like Mokanda. Right, Yohan Mokanda.
That's the country in Black Panther.
Yeah. Names are fucking you up today.
Whatever.
That's the country in Black Panther?
Yeah.
Wakanda. Yeah. Yohan Wakanda?
Yeah, Wakanda, whatever. But
please don't get this guy started on Marvel shit, bro.
Yeah.
We're gonna fucking lose
everything. Moncada forever.
Moncada forever. That's a fucking funny like that.
That's a shirt.
Like if a White Sox fan is listening, like they could do Moncada forever. Like that'd be funny.
No, it's because like half of the guys that are like on the field don't have like big deals. They're like in team friendly deals. Like the Braves, like
one of them's dead.
Like Albies and all them. Like
one's dead.
One of them is dead.
Who?
Eloy?
Yeah, Eloy. Oh.
I thought someone was actually dead. I was like, bro, what the fuck are you doing
right now? Oh, rest in peace, Young Dolph.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Half of those guys are like on.
Yeah,
rest.
Team-friendly deals, like
yeah,
I said.
Yeah, rest.
That's why they have money to spend.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I couldn't decide if I wanted in peace or not. But yeah, rest in peace. My bad.
Sorry, we're not laughing at that. We're just laughing at
all right, Max's so Chris Rodriguez getting surgery. That sucks.
Wait. Pete was going to say something about the White Sox.
Yeah, I just said it.
Yohan Moncada.
Yeah, they're all on like team.
Has a small deal.
I don't care about the White Sox. I don't care about the White Sox.
Eloy.
I don't give a fuck about
it. Team friendly.
The reason he's saying
if we're in the White Sox division, we're clapping cheeks. I don't care about a team that I can clap cheeks.
How do they have money to fucking get?
Yeah, it's a question.
To get Verlander with all the pitching that they had. Like, they got Kimbrel, they got Hendricks, they got Lance Lynn.
I think Kimbrel's free to know.
Don't they have to pay
Rodon, he's getting too? $16 million this year. But they're looking to trade him. That's the rumor.
Isn't Rodon a free agent too?
Yeah, bring that ass here, Yordan? Boy.
Rodon.
Yeah. I thought
Carlos Rodon.
Yeah, there you go.
I said fucking Yordan.
Yeah, Yordan. I thought it was like Astros. You're talking about Astros.
Carlos Yordan Alvarez.
All right. Yeah, so let me see any more injuries real quick. No.
I didn't really do injuries because everything's pretty much.
I mean, Jose really, Rojas. If there's injuries now, like we're in trouble.
Yeah, we have.
Jose Rojas pulled a muscle with that swing.
Do not fucking play, bro.
That was pretty bad.
Do not fucking play.
That was so
bad. Yeah, so they hired a bunch of, director of sports medicine.
I think that's the biggest one.
Mike Frost. Yeah, we should probably talk to him, huh?
Yeah, definitely should.
Like, I hurt my thumb. What do you think? He's like, yeah.
It's cooked.
Torn ACL.
Hey, man, what are you going to do to get things right?
Let's do some role playing.
Like, yeah, no.
I'm Mike Trout. Hey, my hand hurts.
I think the last athletic
can I take trainer? A look? Which finger hurts? Yeah, we're going to have to amputate it.
Yeah, okay. All right, so just real quick, want to say a send-off, Junior Guerra.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
DFA'd, man. Sorry. I hate when guys lose their job. I'll never make fun of that. I'm sorry. I hope you land on your feet somewhere else.
I hope you
land on your feet on a team we play against.
No.
ALS?
Why?
Oh, for him. Yeah, but then.
Yeah, land on your feet somewhere where you could play again. Like, I don't care.
Pitch us and turn into Jesse Chavez in the postseason.
Yeah, well, that would suck. That would be something, wouldn't it?
Just get fucking.
Or Hansel Robles?
Yeah, Junior Guerra with the last out of game 163.
Hansel Robles was nice with us. He just was ass on
no,
the Twins.
No, 2020 he was pretty bad. I think 2020 had a bad year.
2019 he was solid.
But everybody had a bad year in 2020.
Yeah, 19 he was the caballo.
Yeah.
Then 20, COVID.
And bro, I remember saying...
He was a pony in 20.
I mean, 20? No, 19.
No, 20 is the COVID year.
You said he was bad that year.
Yeah, he was.
So what is a pony?
How's a pony? Pony's, pony would mean like a good thing.
Pony's pretty bad. You want to be a horse or you want to be a pony? Which one you want to be?
I want to
be a fucking horse.
Pony baseball. It's not fucking... Pony. What do you mean? Pony baseball. That doesn't mean shitty baseball players. I mean, actually, it might because they're kids.
Dude, I remember...
Yeah, if you play pony, you want to play travel ball.
Are you shitting on pony players?
I played pony.
I remember in 2020.
Yeah, I mean, it means shitty then. It means that.
Our bullpen's going to be so sick.
Because the cameras aren't switching, I can tell.
With Hansel and fucking Keenan, and then bye, both of them. Both of them, bye.
Ain't yeah, Keenan, like I'll me. Never forgive Keenan because he stood us up.
But I remember, I think I said word for word, like the Angels have potential to be a top 10 setup and closer, like tandem in baseball with Keenan and fucking Hansel.
Come on.
And then they just both pushed me into the deep end. And
you'll take prime Keenan, prime Hansel, or six out save Rysel.
Prime Keenan was like kind of good.
No, his rookie year was, he was pretty good.
And then prime Hansel was the fucking Undertaker coming on the weekend. Horse mask.
Yep. Bring on the weekend.
Bro, those two guys...
Over prime, six out save Rysel?
No. Well, I'm biased.
I mean, that's two guys that are fucking... I mean, I don't know, dude.
I mean, I guess if I'm saying prime every time, it doesn't matter. Because they're both going to be good. Yeah. All, like, all options
you're saying are
going
to be good. Two prime guys.
No, you got to say, like, in their years, that are, they were pretty good, I'm going to go with Iglesias.
Think I mean, it doesn't really tough. Matter if they're all in their prime.
I don't want to give up a second-round pick.
Because you can say prime. You can say prime Mike Trout or prime...
What if the Mets draft Kumar Rocker with that pick and he just doesn't sign again?
Mm. What the fuck happened to that guy? He's just
back in the draft.
He's back in the draft. He's probably just going to work out.
Angels. He's back in the draft?
Yeah, he's probably going to work out in Newport eligible. With Boris.
What if we get... That's kind of tight. What if the Mets got him with the second round pick that we...
That's what I just said.
...gave up? Oh, I thought you just said...
That's a possibility, actually.
I said that as well.
I don't think you specified a second round pick, though, from us.
I said, what if they draft him with the pick that they got from us?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Nice.
I was too busy watching Pete not move the camera angles.
Yeah, he doesn't do that at all. Rookie of the Year's awards come out.
Roy.
A lot of awards come out. Jonathan India, Randy Arozarena. Are you feeling Randy, baby? Tough to give it to Randy when he's like 30, but
I know he's not.
Yeah, I don't know how you can give.
I mean, dude's been in the majors for like 25,000.
So how does that work? That is just the amount of time you played in a season.
Yeah, it's about batting. It's like service time you play in
plate appearances. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get a certain number of plate appearances. Like, so you could play in the majors every year. You get 50 plate appearances for 10 years straight, and then the 11th year you get like 200. Your 11th year is your rookie year.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Demers, he's still
a rookie.
Still a rookie. Yep.
There's no way this is correct. It says Randy is 5'11", 185. Get the fuck out of here.
That's a normal guy.
Yeah, dude, stacked like a fucking... There's no way. Randy's on trend, dude. How could he be that?
Are you accusing him of being on roids?
Yes.
No.
Bro, he's stacked.
Are you feeling Randy, baby? All right, some other stuff around the news. Berrios got a quiet signing. 7 years. 131 mil.
Yeah, that was like kind of like the domino effect.
It might help to put the team on the thing, but
yeah.
Well, what do I know?
Ray's not coming back.
Who?
Ray? Robbie Ray.
Torres? He's gone.
I think they just gave him his I think they just gave him Robbie Ray's contract that they offered him. They're
so
like,
Ray, hey. So they're probably like, Ray's gone. Well, so with the Syndergaard shit, the Mets obviously didn't expect to lose him. Does that mean like Stroman's like coming back? Like that means they got to go heavy for Stroman, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think every team.
But it sounds like he wants out. Like, I mean, from what I can
I don't
from
know.
My Twitter like eyes, like it sounds like he wants.
Like to I said, I think Stroman.
I don't
want to
speculate because then he's going to quote tweet this video and be like, "Shut the fuck up."
Yeah,
you don't know what you're talking
or
about.
Or the 50 Cent GIF.
Well, he's not going to the Yankees. I'll tell you. I'll put any amount of money on that. Him not going to the Yankees.
Stop.
He said he's not.
That's
going
what they there. Want. That's what he wants.
He said he's not going.
But stop, dude. Stranger things have happened.
No, I don't watch that show.
Remember when we were? Remember when we were favorites for? I mean, remember when the Padres were favorites for fucking Scherzer, and then.
Yeah, that was literally
the that literally broke news. Ken Rosenthal was like,
that was literally the 1-2 sneak. Like, were you going left, nope, going right.
Remember when Odell Beckham signed with the Packers and then woke
he
up
didn't
in the Rams?
He didn't do that.
The fucking ESPN posted it. That's what I mean.
No, like, they posted him with the Packers edit shirt on, but it said going to LA.
No, I think in the graphic it said at the bottom
it said going to Packers.
Though. Yeah.
No, it said going to the Rams.
Yeah, the tweet said.
It said going to LA and he had a Packers shirt on.
The tweet said going to LA and then in the graphic it says to the Packers.
Damn, what a fuck up.
That's like a me fuck up right there.
That's just you forgetting forgetting words. Forgetting letters.
Dude, I mean, I'm pumped about Syndergaard. I'm more excited about, like, did you guys see that tweet? Also, I forgot who sent it out. They said someone on CBS says the Angels are in on Scherzer. They're in on Ray. They're in on this.
Yeah. They're in on like a million people.
They're in on like everybody, and they're going to add two more arms. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
It was on CBS something. Like,
it's
how true is that?
It's.
Can we fact check? Like, what's the deal? I don't want to get excited for no reason.
Anything that comes out, like rumors, you can't really fact check.
Obviously.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you just said, can we fact? There's no
Like, way. How credible is this guy?
People think he's like kind of credible, kind of not. It's like.
Yeah.
He has a check mark, so he's credible. But
I'm always big. Even Syndergaard, like, I didn't even want to do anything until he passed the
physical. Yeah, see, like, nobody. You nobody know what
I mean?
Had yeah, us.
Nobody knew. And nobody. Also, shout out to. I mean, we have guys all over. Shout out. I mean, they kind of just did me dirty. Didn't even give me a heads up or anything.
Yeah.
Like, no heads up of, like, hey, we're signing Syndergaard. Like, no leak, nothing. Literally, Monday morning, woke up, fucking 5 a.m. scoop. Angels get no Syndergaard. Like, why? Hey, it's like been it. Nice to know.
I actually like it better, though. Like, I like why? It better not. No, I don't like 5 a.m. That shit sucks. Like,
who's breaking news at 5?
Well, that's 8 a.m.
Oh, brush there. Your fucking teeth.
That's 8 a.m. East Coast.
Yeah. Stock market's already open.
Clean your eye boogers and then tweet out some news. It's fucking fine.
They already had a bacon, egg, and cheese at that time.
Yeah, they already got their Starbucks, everything. Or for you, I don't know. You like coffee.
They already have Dunkin' Donuts over there.
They have Dunkin' Donuts.
So what I think.
Poverty.
This is going to sound crazy to a lot of people. Like, I know you really like knowing shit before it happens. I'm a big fan of, like, getting slapped in the face by something crazy like that. Like, Syndergaard out of left field, out of the. Shout out to Nigaroa, out of Thunder Alley now, the bullpen.
Yeah, yeah.
I really am a fan of, like, just not knowing. And then, like, oh, hey, guess what? It's like when you get something for Christmas
is the best.
You had no fucking clue you were going to get, and it's a banger.
That is the best. I'll give you that. Like, not knowing your gift ahead of time is the best.
It's like, oh, I asked for a Nintendo Switch and deodorant, and I got a PS5. What the fuck?
No deodorant?
Smelly, but what hey, fuck? I'll be here and playing fucking Call of Duty.
I think the most surprising part is that we gave him 21 mil. Considering we haven't given
why the fuck do people care? Like,
because we haven't given out a contract like that since, like, Weaver or CJ Wilson. He's, like, the highest paid pitcher in franchise history.
For 1 year?
Syndergaard ranks 10th among average pitchers.
This season.
I mean, that's not terrible. Some of the names I see up there, like, it's not that, like... Chris Sale was hurt, started pitching this year. Trevor Bauer, in jail. DeGrom, hurt. Price, don't even know what he's doing. Hurt. Patrick Corbin, don't even know what he's doing. Bumgarner, threw a no-hitter, kind of, that didn't count. The only dominant guy on there is really Garrett Cole, Zach Wheeler.
Kermit?
Who?
Garrett Cole.
Yeah,
Kermit
Garrett Cole, Zach Wheeler. Everyone else is kind
of two of those guys.
Where's Strasburg? Is he hurt?
I don't even think he's even making
it. Okay, so it goes Garrett Cole, choke artist, DeGrom, hurt, but probably the best pitcher, Bauer in jail, Strasburg, hurt, Price, old. Did he pitch this year? Maybe.
He pitched a couple.
Like, he pitched a little bit.
Yeah, he pitched a little bit.
And we fucking shelved him.
Chris Sale, hurt, but came back, helped his team go to the playoffs. Zach Wheeler.
Cy Young.
Lit. Patrick Corbin, I don't know what happened to him. Bumgarner threw a no-hitter that didn't count, plays in Arizona, doesn't even matter. And then Syndergaard 10, which is like, yeah, it's kind of scary that he's getting 21 mil. He's a top 10 pitcher.
It's definitely going to change this year, though. He's not going to be top 10 the rest of the offseason.
Yeah, it's just the market right now.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely.
He's top 10 as of right now.
Yeah.
I think he set the tone for, like, the rest of the...
Well, like, you think the Angels are going to have someone else in that top 10?
Yeah.
They should, right?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, this list is just highest paid. It doesn't mean...
It's just
mean,
the market,
like,
though.
Yeah.
It doesn't... Like, mean anything.
Like, yeah. Remember for, like, the football heads, Matt Ryan was the highest paid quarterback at one time.
Yeah. He really broke the quarterback.
No. It just was how the market was, like, the way it was trending, and just,
sure.
Like, people direct the market with, like, these kind of signings. So, yeah, Thor is going to be the most right now, or the 10th most, but then, like...
Pitching ain't cheap.
But there's going to be fucking... You're going to have Robbie Ray is going to break the bank, and then you're going to have...
Well, I mean, you and I are both gamblers. Like, you and I both gamble. Like, $21 million for 1 year is, like, kind of a gamble. On a guy that's... I know everyone's saying, like, he only pitched 2 innings, whatever. Yankees were in on him. Red Sox were in on him. If they get him, everyone's sucking their dick.
People wouldn't be this mad at
everyone's
us.
Everyone's sucking their dick
at the Yankees. Yeah, for sure.
People wouldn't be this mad at us if there wasn't value to it. Mm-hmm. Like, people are trying to hate on it because it's a cool thing to do.
I can't imagine that, though. I can't be like, hey, you bought a Tesla. You bought an overpriced Tesla. I wanted a Tesla. And I'm like, your Tesla's overpriced. Like, I guess like when I say it like that, I can see it like that. Yeah,
see?
Which that just made sense in my head. But yeah, I don't get it.
Like, there's a reason why no one. Like,
you're just a hater.
Like, there's a reason why no one is really like.
How about when you don't,
OBJ?
When you don't hit on sneakers and then you're like, I didn't even want them anyway.
Those are fucking. Those are
mid. Are whack.
Yeah, but like OBJ to the Rams, the people, like the shock value was there. So people were like, oh, fuck, like this offense is going to be crazy because of like Cup and Woods and everything. But no one is really mad that they missed out on OBJ. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. So people being mad kind of tells you that there is something to it. People were fucking mad on not getting Von Miller. People were fucking mad on not getting.
He was another quiet one, though, too.
He was like the Barrios extension. No one fucking just heard about it.
Nobody even cared. Boom. Yeah, Barrios got fucking outshined by Syndergaard.
Javi Baez is brother-in-law. They're both about to
get paid. Oh, he's going to Boston.
They're both about to get paid. No, Javi's coming to the Angels. I talked to him.
He's not coming to the
Angels. Talked to him.
Per my sources. We went to a Bad Bunny concert together.
Source?
Source is me.
No, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I'm excited to have Noah on the team. I'm excited to see how he interacts. I mean, Trout tweeting the fire, that's always a good sign.
Yeah.
Like, we always forget that, like, these clubs are, like, just grown men that have to, they don't have to love each other, but they have to get along.
Yeah.
And I think when you get Mike Trout's, like, stamp of approval.
Where is Syndergaard from?
Texas.
Texas.
He's from Dallas.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm curious to ask him. Like, I'm literally, and the reporters, I'm giving you a head start. I'm going to ask him, Whataburger or In-N-Out?
But also not water. It's not water.
That's a big one.
What do you mean?
I had
calling it Whataburger.
Water.
Yeah.
Whataburger.
You're pulling to me right now. You're what? Pulling me. Whataburger? It's Whataburger.
Yeah. Body Armor Burger.
Tomato, tomato. Whataburger, Whataburger.
I never thought I would see the day where Pete corrected you on pronouncing something.
I mean, this guy said Yoan Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Like, come on.
Yordan Alvarez.
Yordan Moncada.
Definitely In-N-Out, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, it's great. But it's like, you know, we get the typical news cycle of, like, Angels got to get help. Angels got to get Trout help. Got to get Trout help. Got to get Trout help. Angels, get him up. Not that kind. Not like, that dude, help. Shut the fuck up. Like, yeah. Let us enjoy this.
I'm hungry.
I will say this, though. You know, 1 year prove it deal. I think that kind of incentivizes him to, like, work, you know. But I heard someone say, like, dude, like, we haven't seen him throw because we're not behind the scenes. I don't think we signed him without watching him throw.
Yeah, we watched
him. Watching him work out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like. So I'm not worried about that. I mean, injuries are going to happen, and I really hope that, like, that doesn't define his year. I really hope he doesn't get hurt, and, you know, we're fucking, it is what it is. I hope he has a Cobb year, and I hope he has, like, a Rysel year. Like, I, you know, and that obviously helps us. And
the thing that
I can't even gauge the signing because we're not done.
Yeah, but
I think is, like, everyone's worried about him coming off injury, him, like, his durability, whatever.
Yeah.
I think Tommy John is like an ACL in football now. Like, it's not the same injury that it used to be. Like, yeah. People bounce back from... DeGrom got Tommy John, and he's won 2 Cy Youngs.
And you know who else got Tommy John?
Tommy John.
Ohtani.
Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say Tommy John.
Well, yeah. He invented it.
Then he came back.
Like, Ohtani got Tommy John. And that's probably good to have, like, Syndergaard talk to him or be like, hey, how do you... They have the same agent, by the way. So
that 1-2 punch is going to go crazy, though.
I mean, it's just... we've been talking about... I think the thing that's crazy is we've been talking about Syndergaard to Anaheim, Thor to Anaheim forever.
Like, yeah. It's always fit. Yeah, it's always been... It's always been in the prophecy.
It's always been Thor.
It's been there.
Odin's son, dude.
It's always been Thor. We need, like, a Loki now or something. Like, you're a nerd. Figure that out.
Loki is Gosman, dude. Gosman is the most Loki ever.
Well, yeah. So I was saying, like, I can't gauge the signing until we're, like, actually, like, done. Like, maybe not done, but, like, you know, spring training is kicking off. Because it's like, if he's the number one free agent that we picked up, all right.
I'm worried.
I mean, all right. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, no, you can't.
But if he's 2-3, that's great.
Behind
us. Ecstatic. If we get Stroman and someone else and we get this guy and, you know, this guy gets a tryout, prove it deal, then yeah. But if he's the headliner, like, right now it feels great. But if he's the headliner going into spring training, fuck.
Syndergaard?
Yeah.
I think the headliner going to spring training is still Shohei, isn't it?
No. Shohei was like on
the biggest thing that we did.
Like, the biggest thing. Oh, if that's Syndergaard next year, like, I'm going to be like, all right, well, buckle up. Let's kind of see how this goes.
We still have like $44 million to spend.
Yeah, and that's maybe that's enough. Let's talk about the cap. So, or not the cap, but the
that's cap.
I guess the bankroll. He takes 21 off. We were at 65.
We were at like 69, 71. Nice. It's just nice. But that's like before like arbitration. Like so that money can either go up or down. It just all really depends.
Oh, now we're at 44 ish.
Yeah, we're like about around the 44 mark.
So that's like what, two players?
Three players. But see, you can add like that's why I said I tweeted it, but we can add like a via trade, get like a.
So we could dump. I mean, we'll
Luis Castillo.
Like if we salary dump Upton, which would be great. I don't know who would do it.
No way.
Not salary dump. Sorry.
Salary.
I mean, dump, we're paying that. Yeah, never mind. I don't know why.
I just don't know who would.
We're still gonna be paying that if we salary dump him, but we're gonna be paying like half of it.
At least
half of it. Thing. That's why it's like there's no point of like in my opinion there's no point of really.
Actually, wouldn't mind Dexter Fowler back. I don't care what anyone says. He's cool.
Yeah, he's good.
He's like very cool.
Trout likes him.
He's vibes.
He's a fun guy. He's
like fucking Kawhi straight Leonard. Vibes. And we're only paying him like a, I don't know, pennies.
We paid him in Jordans.
No, literally. No, the Cardinals, I think, picked up all his salary, like most of his salary.
I know we paid him in Jordans. We would just give him Jordans like as his compensation.
Dex Air Jordan's a god. Yeah. What else? Yasiel Puig left Luba Sports.
Bye.
How bad is that?
Well, dude,
Puig is like, nah, you can't represent me.
She doesn't do anything, in my opinion.
What is Puig?
Thanks for growing the game. Not you.
No, it's not even that. Like,
I have nothing to say about her. I just think that she's very closely associated with someone that's in hot water. That's tough.
Yeah, he's a fucking psycho.
And I think that affects Puig's market too. Knowing Psychos that like
flock together,
bro,
dude.
He's playing for the fucking Tijuana Charros.
Yeah, I know, but he obviously wants to play for the. There's so many teams that need like an outfielder.
And now Puig. Batting for your Savannah Bananas. Yes, Puig.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, when's the last time you played in the majors? Like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not.
This. I mean,
I'm
also,
not talking about guys.
Last time
he
played was
years.
The Red Sox.
Like he's
the
a
Red
bigger,
Sox Dodgers World Series. I think
he's a bigger character than he is player. Like I don't want that.
I do see him like I could see him doing some Cam Newton shit though. Like in the right place. Uh-huh. Like, imagine he signs with the Dodgers for, like, pennies, and then he just hits a fucking nuke in the bottom of the ninth, and then...
Like, I'm back.
Yeah, licks the bat.
Yeah. Like, I can see some wild shit
like
that.
See, the funny thing about that is, like, Puig... I feel like Puig was ahead of his time instead of... For, like, reacting,
he was,
like, emotion.
But he didn't back it up.
Yeah.
He didn't back it up for long enough.
Yeah.
So, he was a cool figure, but his story is crazy. He left... He's a Cuban, I think.
Yeah.
He left Cuba, owes people money that, you know...
Yeah.
Gambling fee, this, that, immigration fees. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Then again, we have Luis Renjifo, so.
The fugitive, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. 44 mil, like that kind of takes away any, like Correa's kind of out of the picture.
Yeah, we're definitely not. I don't see us signing like any position players.
Any? That's kind of scary. I think, yeah, for sure. I know I'm going to get killed. We got to get pitching. I mean, I still wouldn't hate an infielder.
Yeah, I don't think
it's hate it. I know people don't want to say it. We got one pitcher. Like, can we do two pitchers, one infielder? Like, that kind of ratio? Like
ratio.
Don't ratio me, please. Yeah, let's
get Freddie Freeman
and
move Walsh to shortstop.
Oh, ratio.
Dude, stop. Walsh and Walsh backflip.
Dude, I don't know what's up with that. People wanted to trade Walsh.
I didn't even see that.
It's just because of the value.
No, I think it's because he can't hit left-handed pitching.
Yeah, but his value is at an all-time high too. Like,
he'll figure it out. I think Walsh is fine.
I do like. All right, we got to get into this real quick. How much time are we at?
We are look at
Walsh needs an Irish cream cold.
48
brew.
Minutes.
That thing.
48 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, guys, Irish cream cold brew's back.
What's that?
From Starbucks.
Oh. We got to talk about, like, because you and I are, like, I say best friends.
You talking Pete?
Me and you.
Oh.
Pete fucking idiot. Joe Adell, Brandon Marsh.
Yeah.
We got to talk about the realization of, like, one of them leaving.
Yeah, that
and not,
is
not
fun.
I'm not advocating for one of them to leave.
I am.
I'm not kicking them out. I'm not saying one or the other, but this is literally like Squid Game. And it's like, pick a partner. And they're like, all right, I pick you, Brandon. I pick you, Joe. And it's like, all right, one of you walks out of here alive.
Spoiler alert.
The other one, take his marble. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that marble game and Squid Game, that's kind of what we're doing. And it's like, well, we got to see if one of them is going to make it alive, if we lose one, if we don't lose it. Like, we kind of have to like start getting ready for this realization of like, we might be having a podcast in a couple weeks being like, hey, we traded blank.
And I think
and now the best friends are broken up.
I think we secretly know that. Like, again, back to football, back to Odell. Like, what, this is what happened when he went to the Browns and he was with Jarvis.
Yes.
It's like, oh my God, this is incredible. We're best friends. We're going to be together forever. And then shit just didn't work out. And in this case, not that it hasn't worked out, but there are just more dire needs that kind of need to be addressed to where it does put these cards on the table. Hey, maybe we do have to move on from one of these guys to get something else in return that we kind of need more. We're kind of at a surplus of outfielders. We're in a good enough spot to where Trout, Marsh.
And the value is too high. Like you got about like,
yeah, you like platoon upped in with someone. And if you do move on from Adele or Marsh or whatever, like you kind of, like, yeah, it's going to sting for a bit. I feel
like that's like a tone setter.
But it's if
like
you get back fucking Luis Castillo for it, you know, and then he's like your number two guy.
I don't know. I just think it's it's weird because then this is kind of where like, are they both good young players? Yeah. Like, would I want to keep both? Yeah.
Yeah.
What trips me out is the people like advocating
to get rid of them.
Yeah. Like that. That's
me.
Not really.
You want to get rid of them?
I want to get rid of
who?
One of them.
Why?
I don't really care who it is, to be honest. But if I had to lean towards it, I'd probably trade Adele.
Why?
That's weird.
Just because I feel like Marsh is like a good leadoff hitter, in my opinion.
But someone being a good leadoff hitter means you don't want another guy?
Bro, Mark Cannon is a good leadoff hitter.
It's like that's true. But no.
It's like in football. Oh, we have this really good deep.
And by the way, I'm going to do a 180 if we get Mark Cannon, by the way. I'm just a heads up. If we get Mark Cannon, I'm doing a 180. That's my dog.
Oh, yeah,
if we don't get him, fuck him. If we do get him, that's my dog.
Nah, I don't. If they're like, hey,
bro, what if they're like,
you can interview Mark Canada tomorrow? Like, no thanks.
Yeah, be like, hey, are you gonna lean into some of the pitches here like you did in Oakland? Like, you gonna throw us a bone? Like,
I'll say, hey,
that's what I'm saying. Is like,
hey, are you gonna fake yell at Shohei again? You fucking idiot.
Ooh, him and Suzuki, rough and rowdy. Suzuki's gone, right?
Yeah, there's no way we bring him back.
We need another catcher.
We're not bringing him back.
That's,
right.
Oh, dude, I would love Seika. That'd be...
If we got rid of Adele or Marsh and we got Seika...
Like, that would kind of make
it better. Oh, okay.
Which one? Is that the guy from Japan?
He's Japanese outfielder, yeah.
Yeah, he's tight.
I thought his last name was Suzuki.
His first name is Seika.
Oh, okay.
Or Seika.
I just go by last name, Suzuki.
Yeah, okay.
You just go by last name? Why don't you call us by our last names?
Yeah.
I don't really know your guys' last names.
I just gave you my email, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Not good, bro. Yeah, so I mean, I just think it's crazy to me when I see people who want to get rid of Marsh.
And I just want pitching.
Or Adele. Yeah, I get that, but it's like there's other avenues. I mean, I guess. Well,
his name's Seika.
I guess. What is it? Seiya? Seiya?
That's what I was like. I don't think.
Seiya.
Yeah,
Seiya. Hey, Seiya. His name's Seiya, and he just hits home runs.
Seiya.
That's pretty fucking tight.
Yeah, I just think it's hard to. I mean, don't get me wrong. If someone comes asking for Marsh, sure, but I think to be like. I don't know. Fucked up to be shopping them. No.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
and this is purely like I'm letting emotions get into the game. Though Perry's probably like, I don't go. I'll split them away from their families for all I give a fuck. You know, like, and that's kind of the savage that we need. But you know, this is as fans, as emotional people. Like, have we ever seen best friends get split up like that? Like fucking foster home kids. Because that's kind of what it'll be like.
Odell
left on his own terms.
Odell and Jarvis.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we've ever seen best friends get split up like this. Maybe we have. I don't know.
Best friends.
I think the only best friends I can think of is Lindor and Baez, but they're like joining.
They're just reunited.
Yeah,
they were never together.
Yeah, I don't
know. Maybe like the Cubs departure, but then everybody left. Like Brian and Rizzo, like they were boys.
Rizzo?
Like,
yeah.
But I mean, they fucking, I mean, I guess they both,
Manny and Ortiz?
They both left.
Manny and Ortiz was.
But like, it's not even like. But I don't.
But none of them got traded away.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what I mean is like traded, like clawed away. Like there's a box of puppies and you're ripping a puppy out of the box. To, like just born, fresh from the mom. Take them out, send them off to.
Bro, you ever think about what that locker room dynamic is like too? Like if you get shipped off and the guy that you.
Like who's is the next
The guy that replaces you
is
like,
walking in.
You got to kind of have some animosity towards that guy. Like, oh, you're the motherfucker that.
Really?
You're the motherfucker that came over for my boy.
I'd really like to think they're like a little bit more professional than that, because we do kind of see cliques like amongst the Angels, dude, right?
But there's still like guys. Some cliques there, but there's still guys like that feel emotion.
The Hispanic dudes are hanging out with Hispanic dudes. You know, Shohei and Ipe are kind of off to the side. Trout and Upton are kind of running amok.
Shohei and Fletch though, they kick it.
Shohei Fletch, yeah, Fletch is kind of like I feel like everywhere.
What if Fletch just speaks Japanese?
Sandoval
I can see it.
El Demente, like there's little cliques, and it's Joe Adell, Brandon Marsh. gonna be tough to see like them split up. Like, you know, it's gonna be hard. And then we lost me, Iggy, who was the home run celebrator. Which we need another one of those. Also, Angels, we need a home run celebration. I don't care. Everyone has something. Like, we need something. If it's the belt, bring out the belt.
I like the bell.
If it's like a bell,
the bell would go hard.
Bring out a bell, like a ding ding, like something.
No, that's Philly.
My idea. They didn't.
Philly has the bell.
No.
They didn't fucking take it.
Like a boxing robe, headgear.
I like the bell.
I don't know, something.
Bro, what they didn't listen to my fucking NFL football shoulder pads with wings attached to the back.
That's kind of too.
That's like Guardian Angel.
That's too Victoria's Secret.
That's like Thor.
How?
That's two Victoria's Secret for me. Bro, I'm gonna fucking.
You're asking for hard. Boxing gear?
Shoulder pads will be kind of tight though. You think it's but fucking
Philadelphia?
Scrap the wings. Shoulder pads, I think, will be tight. Home run pads?
No. All right.
What does the swag guy have to say?
Yeah, swag guy.
I just told you guys. I think we should have the wrestling belt.
Oh, so that's like every other team.
Put it on. No, who has that?
Every team gets it when they win the World Series.
Turnover chainsaw.
Turnover chainsaw.
Oh, what's like Orange County known for? Like Disneyland.
Orange.
I mean, surfboard, like a surfboard. Or
Mickey
something?
Mouse
like
ears.
A home run surfboard. Like that'd be kind of
Mickey funny. Mouse ears when you hit a home run.
That would be fucking hilarious. Nah, I think it's really got to be like, I don't know, like
Gwen Stefani gets to blow you when you hit a home run.
Well, then the Angels lead the league with 400 home runs.
Orange County. The Angels have gone BANANAS.
Like they fucking like so. Then the leadoff hitter hits a home run. He's getting a blowjob, and then it's like. Mike Trout's coming. He's like, I want one too. The home run again. Like, and then he's getting
back to back to back.
Get off my turn. Hey, and then Rendon. He's like, all right, get off my turn.
Hey, the camera pans to the crowd, and you see Blake Shelton.
And the Angels have been taking the field. They're all in the dugout, sitting with their arms behind their head. What is going on in there?
For the first time in MLB history, we've seen back to back to back to back to back home runs.
Every player in this lineup has hit a home run. Even Suzuki. Like
Nick that. Castellanos will make it a 4-0.
As there's a driving.
Oh man, dude, the wet dreams I have about if the Angels were in the position to get Castellanos and they got him. Ugh, brother.
Castellanos and Castillo for
brother.
I think any Scott Boras,
best bros.
Any player who has like Scott Boras as an agent is like linked to the Angels.
He just has no, like, there's no spot for him though.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, just because Scott Boras is like based over here.
Like, so here's like, the thing. I wouldn't hate Canna.
I wouldn't hate him.
He could play outfield. He could play first.
Yeah.
He's a leadoff.
He's a bitch.
But we can fix that. You can't tell me there's no turnaround bitchness.
Ohtani can fix
like,
that.
Like, bitch assness. Like, you could be a bitch and then 2 years later, you're like, cool.
No, you're fucking. Pussy, you're a bitch. That shit's ingrained in you, bro.
Just the way he plays ball. Everyone except academics, I think. I don't think academics can make a turnaround.
The way he plays ball is just like a bitch.
Like, DJ academics is the only person.
You wear a giant fucking elbow pad and you just lean into balls. Like, that's so pussy.
I mean, but I would love that if he was on the
Angels. That's James Harden.
I would love that if he was. And I would love James Harden if he was on the Clippers.
Oh, you're psycho.
Wait, you're a Clippers fan?
Yes.
You're a psycho.
Wow.
And Bulls.
Shout out to Crypto.com Arena.
Wow.
And I like all the NBAs.
Oh. All the NBAs.
Well, yeah, could you be?
Come on, dude.
Dude, fuck yeah. All right, let's see what else we got, and then we'll get out of here. It's been about an hour. Ohtani's going to win the crypto MVP games. Today.
No, crypto.
I don't care about him, dude. I don't care about the crypto shit. I'm not a crypto guy.
He's going to win MVP tomorrow, but he's going to win the Crypto World Series today.
I mean, Angel Stadium is going to change into Crypto.com Stadium pretty soon.
I wouldn't mind that.
Angel Stadium?
To be honest, like the whole Staples Center stuff... Hot take.
I
don't care.
No, I know you don't, but that's pretty big, bro. That's a pretty big
change. We'll take you back to Bitcoin Stadium of Anaheim.
I wouldn't mind like a Yard House Stadium.
Oh, that's horrible.
No. They wouldn't do that.
Of course.
Something bigger. Like,
you know, Angel Stadium is like the only like four stadiums who like have like their name.
Yeah. I'd love to keep it.
It's like Yankee Stadium, Fenway.
It's not called Red Sox Park?
No.
Red Sox Stadium.
Fenway is. You mean the original name?
Yeah, like.
Yankee Stadium, Wrigley. Fenway.
Wrigley.
Angels, Wrigley.
And then there's Dodger? Dodger Stadium, yeah.
Dodger Stadium.
There's like five. I think it's for sure
Petco
five.
Petco is always Petco?
No, Petco is.
Pac Bell?
Petco is a brand.
No shit.
No, Petco was.
Really? Qualcomm, what's Petco? Hey, what's PetSmart?
Wasn't it Qualcomm? Didn't they used to play at Qualcomm?
I don't know. I'm not old.
I'm not too sure.
I think they used to. Yeah, you are, dude.
Not really.
Dude, you're old.
Pretty old.
I haven't seen Pete switch the camera once.
We'll talk about that later. Anyways.
Why? What's going on with it?
Nothing.
Tell me right now.
Nothing.
I want to hold you accountable. I'm going to bring this up.
Oh, this guy's crazy.
Some people in the wings are going to They'll be like, I can switch the cameras. And I'll be like, yeah.
Oh, this is literally like, this is like you at work. It's like, I haven't seen Max do one card today. It's like, yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Like, yeah, I mean, what are we doing here?
Anyways, Shohei Ohtani, Silver Slugger.
Silver Surfer from Fantastic Four.
Silver Slugger.
Yeah, so
talk about that.
Shohei's the first
Pete Soto Silver Fingers. Second, they don't fucking work.
Second Japanese born Silver Slugger.
Yeah, you know who's
first.
Second, who's the first?
Hideki Matsui.
Come on,
Seiya Suzuki.
No,
Ichiro.
I'm actually surprised. Hideki Matsui never won one.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Especially in like in 2009
he came over when he was 65. True. You had like a size 8 head.
I don't know.
That's
big
size?
No, come hat on. Size, dude.
Come on.
It was like, that's why he played for the Angels, because he wanted to wear the hats. And
all right, last thing. The ones in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Jared Weaver tweet. What's up with that?
Yeah, I guess people were talking about Noah Syndergaard's number, because he wears 34. He's worn 34 his whole career.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
And 34 is Nick Aidenhart's number. So what do we
do? So that's out of the book.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, but what do we do about that? Do we carry on the tradition?
Can he wear 34?
Yeah. Can you? Like,
Are you asking me? I'm not in charge of the team.
Someone just has to tell. Someone has to tell.
You think I'm in charge of the equipment? You think I'm the equipment guy?
You are.
Hey. Stop. You think I'm the equipment guy?
Stop.
Someone has to tell Syndergaard, but like they have to inform him, and then it's up to him to make his decision. If he makes that decision.
I think Weaver just told him.
Kind of a dick.
So yeah, Weaver, I mean, I'm looking at it here. Like, that's the pickup. The only thing he got out of it was just jersey number shit, and he's mad about that.
Yeah, well, Jared Weaver's son's named after Nick Aidenhart. Did you know that?
So he doesn't want anyone to wear it? Or
no, like, it's not that he doesn't want anybody to wear it. He's just mad at the fact, like...
Like, do you think they would ask Jared Weaver, like, yo, can we wear it? Like, who would they ask?
No, they wouldn't ask. They'd Nick probably Aidenhart's ask the family. Yeah, the family. Hey, but no, I think Weaver's mad at the fact
I wouldn't be mad if he wore 34.
Mm. Would you? How about he just wears 36 instead and tells Weaver to fuck off?
that's fucked up. That's the ultimate troll right there.
Like, I think it's like a tribute if you wore 34. Like, it's his number, and it also means something to the franchise. Like, I don't think it's a bad thing.
If he wears 34, he has to go off.
Yeah, he has to go off for sure. Has to go off.
That kind of makes me even like rock harder that if he wears 34 and goes off.
It would have been funny if he would have replied like, "Yeah, I'm 34. We was good."
Like, what do you think he'll be? Like, I don't want to see 33 because that reminds me of Harvey.
CJ Wilson.
I don't want to see 35 because that reminds me of.
I don't want to see 32 because I want someone else to be wearing it.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I'm sure I'm gonna get killed.
I was gonna say 43, but 43 is Sandoval.
I'm sure I'm gonna get killed for this, but I honestly, like, if he wears 34, like, I think if he's up for the challenge and he gets the blessing, like, yeah, go ahead.
What if he wore 45?
No, that's like, that just happened. You know, the Nick Aidenhart thing was like
2009,
a while ago. Yeah, 12 years ago. Hey, do you care? Like, if he wears 34?
Hey, Weaver's.
I think we're pretty like on the same page of being like, yeah, no one could wear
44. No, I get that, but I just think the whole tweet.
I don't
think
anyone should wear 34 either.
Like, the
really?
I just don't. I mean,
no, I mean, that's. I think a lot of people are going to be on that side.
I just think there's so many numbers to choose from. Like, hey, don't wear the dead guys.
Has anybody ever wore 69? I'm asking because Noah Syndergaard seems like that type because he's like he's a troll.
Oh, like if he got 99, that would be sick.
That's Middleton.
Aaron Judge.
That's Middleton right there.
He's gone, bro.
Yeah, I
he's not dead. What are we talking about right now?
I understand that.
Middleton's dead, dude.
Fucking like Eloy.
Dead. Hey, Pete's got blood on his hands. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys.
I'm really curious at what number he's going to get. And sources say, I know breaking news is your thing. Sources say Monday press conference, which I'm trying to go to, but I don't know how that's working. I texted the Godfather.
I'll be there.
I'm talking about inside, not fucking in the parking lot.
Don't fucking say you'll be there with the ladder, dude. We all can.
I'll be there. But
we're trying to be there.
So I texted the Godfather. I said, hey, man, you know, welcome back from vacay, whatever. I was like, what a day to, you know, the first day back and this happens. Because I think this first day back, he went on vacation. First day back was Syndergaard news. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, dude, like, you know, what a day to be back, you know, first day, whatever. I was like, is there going to be a press conference? And then, like, he's super busy. So he's told me, he's like, if I don't reply, just text me again. So I double texted like 8 hours later. And I was like, if so, can I go? ? And I just thought it was just funny. But I mean, I think he's going to say,
that's the kind of guy he is. If so, can I go? Didn't even bother to put the we.
You think he's just going to be like, yeah, just.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I can't fucking wait.
We shared a plate of fucking nachos.
Put the fucking camera on me.
Let's go to this one.
Put the fucking camera on me.
What happened? Did it die?
No,
Speak up, cuz.
No, it's going to ruin the podcast.
Put the fucking camera on me, Pete.
How is it
going
to ruin it?
Just stop. Just keep going. Keep going.
We shared a plate of nachos.
Put the fucking camera
on me. Guacamole, salsa.
Are you sure it's on me? Where do I look?
This one.
I got a steak.
Right here?
Yeah.
I got a steak.
I can't fucking wait.
We fucking shared.
Until the Godfather says, hey, I don't have your number. Take mine down. And then me and him start talking all the time.
No.
And Max goes,
I can't believe you think I wouldn't take you when we just shared a fucking pretzel bites together, all five of us. How would you think you're not included in that?
It's just,
and you're also acting like we're swingers.
It's just crazy, dude.
And then like you just not invited to the swing party.
It's just crazy how your vocabulary has just really taken a spin, dude.
I was texting him last night.
I mean, what if he's like, yeah, you guys.
You were texting him last night, too?
Yeah, I texted him last night because I was.
Texting me.
Yeah, texting him.
Oh, I thought he was talking to the Godfather, too.
What if he's like this? Okay, you guys can come. You get one pass.
Smell you.
We have coins for it? Like, what are we doing here?
They're going to see me there. They're going to be like, what the fuck is this guy doing here?
It's actually disrespectful.
You need to wear a mustache.
That you would say that.
No. I would ask for coins for it. Like, I would ask for two.
Hey, dude.
If they gave me a pass, I'd come in a Thor outfit.
Hey, dude.
And that's why they're not going to give you a pass.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why. Because you say that.
I'm literally thinking of what suit I'm going to wear if we get a pass.
I was thinking, like, do we have to wear
a suit? No, you don't wear a suit. I have a polo, an Angels polo.
I'm not wearing a polo. I'm going to ask, like, if I can't go in what I normally
wear. Just don't wear your tight pants. Don't wear your tight pants.
I'm wearing whatever I want.
I'll wear a suit.
If there's a dress code, then I'll
wear it.
I want there to be a dress
code. I've been outside of one, and it's just casual. It's gonna be outside. Yeah, it's gonna be outside.
I remember Rendon was wearing jeans and a tucked-in shirt.
Yeah, just casual
and cowboy boots.
I mean, yeah, like I said, I don't know why you're tripping. We fucking shared guacamole together.
I'll wear cowboy boots for Thor because he's from Dallas.
No, I'll be outside of the game, just probably like wearing some Thor shit.
Let me work on this.
Well, maybe all three of us outside. And then
and maybe you'll record and actually take out. It will just be one camera this time because apparently you can't handle three.
I can't wait till we get to that part where I'm like looking at the camera and then it's just like right here. It's like I'm talking to this.
And then it's also not on. Like, yeah. And he's like, don't ask. It's on that. Like, so what's wrong with the camera?
It's going to fuck up the podcast.
What's wrong with the camera? No, let me make a note. This is the first time Max is actually like giving me control of
just
this stuff.
Just tell me what's wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong. Okay, so
I got control last week too, motherfucker.
Yeah, you did have control last week.
Yeah, but it's different setup the way you did. So I don't know what it is, but there's like no source. I troubleshooted.
Source?
What do you mean? There's no
literally source? No source.
I just added it.
Pete, why aren't you fucking wearing tan?
I know you guys.
Let him answer this question.
There's like no source.
I just had it set up.
Yeah, I know. And as soon as you left, went to shit.
Great. So if you guys know anything about anything, any technology, email me and we will get you on. Pete obviously can't handle it.
No, can't.
I mean, bro, come on. How do you not? Like, I set literally it up to be perfect. And you know what would happen if I left it the first way? It would have been working, but I don't like to click and drag. So that, this is your
fault. I did that, and there's like no source.
No.
I troubleshooted and everything. Didn't work.
Peter. That sucks.
This guy's literally a menace, dude.
He sucks.
Anyways, but yeah. So that's
great.
That's all we got. See, this is why I didn't want to tell you.
We have two cameras for no reason.
That's why I didn't want to tell
you.
So,
what do you mean? I bet you I can fix it in 2 seconds.
No, don't do it, dude.
I'm doing it. Finish the show. Shout out, fucking.
My goodness.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, my goodness. That was very scary. So, yeah, if you guys are having Friendsgiving this week, I'm curious to see your outfit because we could start like a hashtag Friendsgiving fit. Fitsgiving. Ooh, hashtag Fitsgiving because I really am interested. Because I know some people like to do casual shit. Some people... Oh, Carlos Correa is trending. Why is he trending? This is stupid. Yeah, I'm actually kind of leaning towards going a little extra swaggy for Friendsgiving. But I just don't really have...
Oops!
I don't have faith in all my friends to do it.
I did it twice.
Because my friends are not swaggy. So...
Picture? Yes.
If you have a Friendsgiving,
yes.
Take a pic of your fit, send it to me, or tag me or something.
How hard is it? Yours is not on there. Go to lunch. That's yours.
You guys are still fighting.
How long has it started like that? Basically, in the whole show.
Come on, dude.
But I had it on bird.
Call sign us off.
We're just done?
Yeah, we covered everything.
thank you guys as always for listening to episode 77 of Rocks and Outfield, Thor's and Outfield. I am Carlos Alexander Cervantes at Carl Cervantes 15. We got at Pete Soto 69 over there behind the ones and twos. And then we got
weird
at Max Air Jordan coming soon.
Weird.
Coming to you live from crypto.com
arena. Hey. Weird. Just look at the camera. Very weird, Pete, that you don't know how to troubleshoot, even though I just troubleshooted in 2 seconds. I had a camera, we had to tell you guys. Weird. How weird is that? All right.
I troubleshooted it.
Thanks for listening. Pete's too worried about being on the show. Your job is to run the show, not be on it. I think people get enough of you on Twitter. I don't know, Pete, you should start a podcast just saying, I know ball, and just talk about ball for
2 days a week. Stop.
I know ball.
I know ball. That's a good, I know ball.
Listening to the I know ball podcast.
I know ball podcast starring Pete Soto 23.
Maybe we can add that on later. Like a little add-on.
I know ball feature.
I know ball. You should do something like once a week being like, I know ball, and then just say a fact about ball.
Hey, before we go, need to ask you about one of your tweets.
Me?
I almost publicly shamed you, but I'll do it here instead.
Come on.
What, me?
No, me.
No, Max. I just need to find it real quick because... Which one? Dude, I'm like livid at you.
What is it about? You don't have to put an ad. Oh, Doja Cat has bangers.
You're a fucking loser.
Why?
You're a fucking nerd.
She has bangers.
No, she doesn't, dude. Good artist. She's a fucking weirdo.
Shot.
No, she's not.
I'm in there.
Oh my God. I hate you, bro. Max fucking tweeted at Doja Cat bangers. La la la. Fucking go to Crypto Arena, you fuck.
She does have bangers.
She doesn't.
You guys think Doja Cat has bangers?
Bitch, I'm a cow, moo.
Bitch, I'm a cow.
Oh my God, dude. You suck.
Well, dude, she's like in every fucking Taco Bell commercial. I can't get enough of her. Like, everywhere I...
Why do you see so many Taco Bell commercials?
Bro, that's what they give you when you're watching fucking...
On what?
Fuck, you're not going to like this. When you're watching fucking, I think, hockey, every 2 seconds a Taco Bell commercial.
You don't know puck, dude.
I know puck.
You bro. Don't know puck.
I know puck. Pete knows ball. I know puck.
I know girls.
Write that down, though. Make a note of that. We should do like the I know ball, maybe not podcast, but I know ball
segment.
I know ball featuring Pete Soto.
Got it.
And maybe we can get someone else that knows how to troubleshoot. All right, Angels, man.
I know computers.
Yeah.
I know tech.
I know cameras.
All right, dude. Shout out Perry Minasian. He's been fucking cooking. Keep cooking, bro.
We're not done yet.
I can't believe he flew cross country. Big nuts. Yeah, I mean, shout out to him. Shout out to everyone in the Angels. Obviously, everyone in the Angels, like, they know. They're obviously aware.
They dropped a banger tweet, though.
We know that they're aware now. Don't say Marvel shit. We know that they're aware, and that's, like, really all you can ask for. Now you can't say cheap. You can't say dumb. You can't. Let's go. We're almost there. We're on, like, the 30-yard line.
We're in game.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go, Billy.
More heads.
That's like a Billy Epler quote right there. We're on the 30-yard line. We're about to.
But it's not Billy Epler, though.
That's what Billy Epler would say.
Well, he's not here. He's on the Mets. He's on the 1-yard line. His own 1-yard
line. I think he's right here in front of me.
Me?
Yeah, you just said a Billy Epler quote. We're on the 30-yard line, and we're about to hit a field goal. But
the Angels,
we're going to go for a 2-point conversion. Just signed a
pitcher for $21 million. Have they done that before?
Nope.
All right.
Well, CJ Wilson.
Let's go get some other arms. Multiple-year contracts. Let's get what? I'm down to get Verlander.
My best friend. Ben or Justin?
My best friend, Justin.
I don't want Verlander.
And Stroman. Like, why not? Why don't you want him?
I'd rather go after, like, a Robbie Ray or Castillo.
I'll fuck with Castillo, too.
Dude, this is Pete's logic. Like, with the Joe Adell, Brandon Marsh shit, I don't want Verlander. Why? Because Marcus Stroman splitters better.
Okay.
Like, that's all right. That's Pete's logic.
All right, nerd.
I don't want Adell anymore because right. Marsh plays good outfield.
Like Carl said.
Fucker. Yeah, I did think it was funny when you tweeted the axe, Mjolnir, the hammer.
Yeah.
And then Vic was like, how about this? And it's the axe.
That's who was pretty funny.
Which was actually, and then you're like, no. I'm like, dude.
You're a fucking nerd.
It's actually that's very historically movie accurate.
Like, you're a nerd, though.
No, that's tight.
Like, why would you know that?
Because you have eyes and you see the movie.
Fucking nerd. All right. Switch to me, Pete. Thanks for listening to Rocks in the Outfield, just like Carl said. Follow us on all socials. Follow Pete. We're going to start kicking up more stuff as the Angels start to sign more people and kind of, you know, make more.
No, it's MLB.
Whatever, dude.
Like Jared said.
Whatever. We'll be making more stuff as more things come out. And then ultimately lead up to spring training. Yeah, shout out Rico's, shout out Carl, shout out everyone that supports this.
I'm trying
still
so
here.
Hard.
Shout out you.
trying so hard to not be bored by baseball offseason.
Shout out Pete. I mean, it's not that
I'm like trying boring. My best right now. Like I'm actively
it's
trying.
It's not that bad right now. Shout out Pete for being a tech guy, even though he sucks. And yeah, I mean, my email will be open for more tech guys. And hopefully Pete can, I mean, he wants to be in front of the camera, obviously. So
I don't think though. You do. I like doing this.
All right. Yeah. Can't wait for baseball. And hopefully we'll see you guys at the Syndergaard press conference if we get invited.
The fuck?
All right. I'll catch you guys later. Follow me on Twitter at MaxAirJordan1, Carl Cervantes 15.
Thanksgiving fit, Friendsgiving fits at me. I just came across this where someone said, better spend the last $40 million on another pitcher. And Jeff Fletcher said, you're pretty optimistic if you think they've got $40 million to spend after this. So I don't like that. That was 15 hours.
How much money do you think, like how much are we supposed to have?
I don't know. Pete just said 44. Yeah, we have took his word.
According
for
to SpotTrack,
he said we're optimistic if you think we have 40.
According to SpotTrack, this is a website where everybody uses it. 44 mil.
All right, whatever. I'll see you guys.
See ya. Love you.
Someone text us a salary.
Friendsgiving fits.